Millions of people are asking questions about their finances, like, how do I stop worrying about my money? What does true success look like? And how much money is enough? But perhaps what they're really asking is, what really lasts? Hi, I'm Rob West, and this integration of biblical teaching with financial wisdom is the entire reason I've written my brand new devotional, Our Ultimate Treasure. It's designed to help you align your heart and your money with what really lasts. When you support our ministry through a generous one-time donation of $400 or more, or $35 or more a month, you'll become a FaithFi partner. That means you'll receive year-long benefits, including Our Ultimate Treasure, 4 issues of Faithful Steward, our magazine, helpful money management tools in the FaithFi app, and more. Just head to faithfi.com/give. Now, on to the podcast. Faith shapes every part of our lives, not just what we believe, but how we spend, save, invest, and give. Hi, I'm Rob West. Every financial decision is ultimately a spiritual one, revealing what we value, trust, and treasure most. Today, Afton Phillips joins me to explore how faith transforms the way we manage money, inspired by our new devotional, Our Ultimate Treasure. And then it's on to your phone calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance, biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, it is always a treat to have our head of content, Afton Phillips, in the studio. Afton, really great to have you back.
It's great to be here, Rob, though I feel like I should be interviewing you since you wrote our new devotional, Our Ultimate Treasure, but I'll do my best
here. Well, we did that once, and you were a great interviewer, but no, I get to ask the questions today. And to be fair, you've been involved with this devotional from the very beginning, really helping to shape it from the first idea all the way to the final pages. So I know you really understand and the heart behind it, and you played a key role in crafting it.
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, when I first started working here at FaithFi, I listened to the radio and I kept thinking, man, I just want to take all of these really core concepts and I want to put it somewhere where people can read it. They can come back to it whenever they want. So really, it all started with the idea that we want to help our readers see that money isn't just about math. It's really about our hearts. And you say that on the show all the time. Our money decisions reflect who we trust and who we serve. And those are those foundational principles that we wanted to put in this 21-day journey. Things like God owns it all and money issues are heart issues. So that was really our goal with this devotional, was to package all those truths and put it in this reflective devotional format. Because really, if money issues are heart issues, then the way we address them isn't with formulas quick fixes. It's through time and God's word and prayer and reflection. And that's really what I hope happens for everyone who journeys through these 21 days. It draws them closer to Christ. It helps them see their financial decision through a new lens. And it reminds them that our true treasure is really found in Christ.
Well, I really appreciated how you challenged our team when you came here, and you have taken our content creation to a whole new level, but you challenged us to really nail down these bottom lines, to really think deeply about what are those statements, those key ideas that really serve as the foundation to the ministry here at FaithFi, and I think this devotional absolutely takes that to another level, and folks, you are really going to enjoy getting your hands on this. Now, Afton, early in the devotional, we say that God doesn't measure success by what we store up, but by what we surrender. So talk about how that truth plays out in everyday life in your mind.
This is one of my favorite days in the devotional because I think we all feel this. We all feel like we're a little tempted to just think if I have a little more, a little more savings, more security, more success, then it would kind of finally quiet us down. We would find that sense of peace. And, you know, all of us have gotten caught up in that chase. And it doesn't really matter what our bank account says, or if we finally reach that job we wanted, or if we finally, you know, get that thing in our home that we really wanted, that peace never really seems to arrive. I think we've all felt that. And that's why I think the greatest measure of success isn't in what we have or what we don't have, but it's really in who we're becoming. Mm. Are we growing to look more like Christ? Are we exemplifying the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience. Are those becoming more evident in our lives? And you say this in the book that real success is about surrender. Yeah. And it's the idea of releasing what we're holding on to, the control and the fear and the comfort, and allowing Christ to shape our hearts and our minds. And when we do that, our finances become less about what we're building, and it's more about who we're becoming in Him.
That is so well said, and I think captures the real heart behind the book in a really powerful way. And now, one of my favorite parts is the section on work. It reminds us that work is not a curse, but a calling. So I'd love for you to reflect for a moment on how this devotional helps readers rediscover a sense of God-given purpose in what they do every day.
Man, yeah. You know, it's funny because we explored this idea in issue 3 of Faithful Steward magazine with Tom Nelson, which I'm sure if we have some repeat listeners, they remember Tom Nelson coming on here to talk about this. But we loved that idea so much. It did just feel like, man, we've got to put this in the devotional, because when we think of work, sometimes we think of it as something we have to do, something that's, you know, it's necessary, it's burdensome. But from the beginning, work was designed as a good thing that we get to do to be a part of God's redemptive work in the world.
That is so well said. Folks, this new devotional due out in January is really the heart of FaithFi, helping you go on a 21-day journey to faithful stewardship. Hafton Phillips is here today. She's our head of content, and we'll talk much more about this brand new devotional just around the corner. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. What does your money say about what you truly treasure? Hi, I'm Rob West, and I want to invite you into a 21-day journey through God's Word in my new devotional entitled, Our Ultimate Treasure. It'll help you align your heart and your money with what really lasts. With your generous one-time gift of $400 or more, or $35 a month before December 31st, we'll send you an early copy as our thank you. Just head to faithfi.com/give.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
One of the things I've experienced in hosting this show for many years now is that our financial journey is one of the key ways God shapes our spiritual journey, because the use of money is highly spiritual, and money issues, well, they're heart issues. Today, we're talking about our brand new devotional, Our Ultimate Treasure. Afton Phillips, our head of content, joins me in the studio today, and we're unpacking some of the big themes and really the heart behind this new devotional that we're so excited to put in your hands when it comes out early next year. Afton, great to have you back with us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, Afton, the devotional also emphasizes the importance of living with margin. So talk about why margin is such a central theme throughout this.
It's a really great question, because margin is really the thread that runs through a lot of this devotional. Margin creates space for God to move in our hearts. And when we live up to the edge, whether it's with money or with our time, or even, I love this one, our energy. We leave no room for us to pause, to listen, or to respond. And so when we build in that space, we can hold our decisions with open hands, and we're ready whenever God places an opportunity in front of us for generosity or rest or trust. And really, margin isn't about restriction. It's about stewardship. And you say this all the time. It allows us to be faithful managers of what God has entrusted to us.
Yeah. Well, community is another key part of all of this. And we actually devoted an entire day to seeking wise counsel. So talk about why that's such an essential part of faithful biblical stewardship.
You know, finances can feel really personal, and they may be something we want to keep to ourselves. But if there's one thing I've learned from this program, it's how many people want to understand these principles more deeply. That's why people call to this show every day. And that's such a good reminder that we're really not meant to navigate money alone. And when we invite wise counsel into our lives, we begin to see things that we might have missed. That's part of what I love about this devotional. It gives readers a way to bring biblical wisdom into their everyday financial decisions, even if they've never called into the show and even if they never want to. So, of course, that's a great thing. We'd love for you to get the devotional. But another thing we talk about on the show all the time is working with a certified kingdom advisor, someone who understands these same biblical principles that are in this book that we wrote about and helping you apply them to your unique situation. And if you want, you can find one near you anytime at findacka.com.
It is so true. And it's why we created the CKA designation, because we knew that you could only go so far on your own. You really need somebody to journey with you, but not just anybody, somebody who has the experience and also understands the heart of God in Scripture as it relates to money management. And that's the CKA, the only industry designation to find men and women who have the experience and the competency, but also the character and the biblical training to come alongside you in your financial journey. Again, that's findacka.com. Now, Afton, one of the other themes that's so near and dear to my heart, and it runs throughout the devotional, is the idea of generosity. Mm-hmm. But generosity not driven by guilt, but by gratitude. So talk about understanding God's grace and how that transforms the way we give.
Well, man, we could have written an entire devotional just about generosity,
couldn't we?
Yeah. We talked about this so much. Generosity is really at the core of this entire devotional. It's a thread through the whole thing, and it's really at the core of what it means to be a faithful steward. Specifically, in this devotional, we explore why we give and how we give. And we begin to see generosity not as something we have to do, but as something we get to do. And it's about grace, and it's about what we've received and how that really is an overflow into how we give and how we help others. So every act of generosity ultimately becomes an act of worship.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, we have been given much, and we were created in the image of the ultimate giver, God himself. So I like to think we're most like him when we're giving, and really the act of giving calibrates our hearts to the Father's. Well, Afton, one of the other things that I love about this devotional is just how it was put together, because not only are there these really thoughtful, scripture-filled devotionals each day around the key themes in scripture on faithful stewardship, but we also have a reflection section. So I would love for you to talk for a second about how it was constructed and what we're hoping the reader does, not only as they read, but as they reflect and pray and think.
Yeah, I think that's something that makes this devotional so unique is, you know, we want you to interact with this. We want you to really apply it to your everyday life. And I think after you read just a quick devotional, sometimes you're kind of like, okay, I kind of know what to do with this. I might not know. And I think we've really tried to create a guided experience so that you are reading the scripture, you're reading Rob's reflection of that scripture, and then you're really taking some time to just be a little more introspective and to really think about what this means for me. And some of the questions we've written in there, I think, might be fairly challenging for people. You know, they're not your average devotional questions. They really are asking you to take a beat and to really think about what this means for your life.
And then each day has a prayer, because we want you to really sit with this and sit before the Lord and actually pray through these big ideas that we're sharing, right?
Absolutely. And you know, one thing I really love about the devotional is also the design. It's absolutely beautiful. But you know, part of what we wanted to do there is show some photography, beautiful photography, but pull something out of each of those images that is unexpected. And it's kind of a mirror to what we do with our finances. It's like you can see something and take it at face value. Or when you've been given this biblical perspective of finances, it really shapes and changes how you live and what you do with that information. And you just see things differently. You get a new perspective.
Mm. Our art director, Ashley Sugar, did an amazing job pulling all of this together. But so take one of those days, for example, like the day on work, and just describe the photo and then what we did with the illustration to give it new meaning.
Yeah, for the day on work, I think what we've got is like this really beautiful picture of a desk. And I know that sounds boring, but just go with me. It's gorgeous. It's a really great visual of a desk. And, you know, instead of having just like computers and paperwork on it, what's been illustrated on top of this desk is this idea of flourishing and growing. And so there's these flowers that are just kind of like blooming from the desk. And it really just gives you this moment to think like, man, my work matters. It is a part of bringing bringing God's redemptive story into the world. It's not just typing on a laptop. It's so much more.
You know, the other thing that we did, and we do this with all of our devotionals, is really think about the experience of opening it. And it's a unique size. It's hardback. It's got linen. It's debossed. I mean, we see this not only as something you'll enjoy and read through and pray through, but it could sit on your coffee table, right?
Absolutely. That was a big goal of ours. We want this to be something that you're proud to have on your desk or at home in your office space. It's also a great gift, especially if you, you know, have older kids. This would be such a great gift to give because it feels unique and it feels just, it's really an excellent book, both inside and out.
We've got just about 45 seconds left. Let's finish today, Afton, where the devotional concludes, and that is with a focus on eternal rewards, the reminder that our ultimate treasure is Christ himself. Share your thoughts on that final devotional.
Yeah, it really goes back to the title a little bit too, our ultimate treasure. And I think this was such a powerful way to close the devotional because it brings us back to the idea of just what truly lasts. And when we invest our money and our lives in the things that will only matter in 1,000 years, I mean, just think about that. What right now will matter in 1,000 years? Because we're not going to be here. So what are we investing in that doesn't fade? Earthly wealth comes and goes, but our relationship with Christ endures forever. And the way we show love to others because of his love for us, that's eternal treasure.
That is so true and a great way to finish. Afton, thanks for being here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Folks, if you want to experience our ultimate treasure for yourself, we'd love to send it to you as a part of our FaithFi Partner Program. When you give $35 a month or a one-time gift of $400 or more, you'll receive year-long benefits, including our new studies and devotionals. Just go to faithfi.com/partner. That's faithfi.com/partner. We'll be right back.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
You're young. You don't go to the doctor that often, yet health insurance is still so expensive. If your health insurance costs too much, maybe you should switch to an affordable alternative. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers programs starting under $100 per month. Check off the affordable box on your list and get back to what you really love, running your business or caring for your kids, and have peace of mind while doing it. Visit chministries.org/faithfi to enroll today.
I'm so glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance, helping you see God as your ultimate treasure and money a tool to accomplish God's purposes. Do you have a question today in your financial life? Well, we've got lines open. We're ready for you. We'd love to take your call at 800-525-7000. We've got, looks like four lines open right now, 800-525-7000. Whatever is on your mind today, whether it's your lifestyle and your budget, maybe it's the best way to pay off debt. Maybe you're struggling with that credit score. You're getting ready to buy a house or get a car loan and it's concerning you. Maybe you want to give wisely, especially this time of year. And maybe you want to do a qualified charitable distribution out of your IRA. Well, any of those topics and more, we'd love to chat with you about. The number 800-525-7000. You can call right now. To Chicago, Paul, go ahead.
Today, my question is about in my portfolio, I have retirement accounts, Roth, and IRAs. Then I just have money that I've had invested for many, many years that has large capital gains, like tripled in value. And I typically meet and discuss with my account advisor, at least annually, any questions I might have. And last year, they proposed to me something called direct indexing. So I purchased it at the minimum, and I've had it now for about a year. And that direct indexing account was a small cap, I have single-digit gains in the account, but also about a 19% loss. So I can use those losses to offset capital gains that I have for these stocks I've held for a long time. I do use those stocks for a charitable account, but there's money that I want to use for living expenses too. So the basic question is about direct indexing. Would that be, in your opinion, a type of investment that's biblically sound, or would it border on usury? I just don't know.
Oh, yeah. Great question. I appreciate that. You know, direct indexing has become a lot more popular as of late. Basically, what it is in plain English is it means you own the individual stocks that make up an index. So let's say a small cap index or the S&P 500. So rather than buying a mutual fund or an ETF that is representative of that index, technology advancements have allowed for you to actually, through something called fractional shares, where you have the ability to buy even less than one share if you need to, you're able to mirror what the index does or what the mutual fund or ETF does by actually buying the, you know, fractional shares of all the companies in the index. And so now you own them directly. Well, why would you want to do that? Well, it allows you to do something called harvest tax losses strategically, because now in order to sell something, like if you have one that's lost value, you don't have to sell the whole ETF. You can actually just sell the loser and use that to offset capital gains. So it allows you to customize the holdings. The other reason, you know, that a lot of faith-driven investors use it is through the direct indexing. Rather than owning every company in the S&P 500, which some of them would be involved in abortion or gambling or pornography, you can say, okay, I want you to buy the S&P 500, but through the direct indexing, I want you to eliminate these 50 companies. So I would say, if anything, direct indexing is a strategy that makes faith-aligned investing more accessible, not less accessible. Is that helpful, though?
Yes. Now, how do you tell the brokerage which stocks to eliminate? I don't know how you would do that. You just tell them, I don't want any that are associated with gambling.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, the good news is that this is becoming more and more common, where advisors understand the idea of faith-based investing, where 5 years ago, it was really just almost non-existent. Now, through these technology advancements, through some of the new faith-based investing asset managers like Eventide and Praxis and OneAscent, you know, faith-based investing is really growing rapidly. So it would really come down to, I mean, the technology's there through the direct indexing. The question is whether the advisor is equipped to provide that screening, because he or she would have to have access to the screening tools. But typically the way that it would work is you'd sit down with your advisor and say, I'm thrilled that we're doing direct indexing. I know that means I own each of these companies directly. I want to give you some categories of the types of companies that I don't want to be invested in. I don't want you to invest me in anything that involves pornography. I don't want you to invest me in anything that involves abortion or gambling or alcohol. And what they would do is, if they had the screening capabilities, and a growing number of advisors do, they would run those screens against all the portfolios in a given index, and they'd say, okay, this pharmaceutical company, you know, creates an abortion drug. It's gone. This company, DraftKings, you know, that's involved in sports betting and gambling, and, you know, the revenues are doubling and tripling every year, that's gone. But they would have to have the ability to do it. The technology supports it. It really comes down to whether the advisor has the capabilities. So if he or she does, and I would ask that question, and then you'd provide the categories of things you want to have eliminated, then you could go to our website at findacka.com. When you search for a certified Kingdom advisor in Chicago, our search tool actually allows you to say, only show me CKAs who do faith-based investing, and then any one of those would be able to help you provide those screening resources. Is that helpful, though?
Yes, yes. Thank you. That's great.
Awesome. Well, Paul, thanks for your call, sir. I love the fact that you're thinking about your giving on these appreciated stocks as well in the taxable accounts, because by the time, you know, when you give them away before you sell them, boy, that's so powerful, because now 100% of that money's going into the kingdom and you're not having to pay those large capital gains bills. And by the way, if you don't have a donor advised fund, that can be a great way to do that, because even if you don't know where you want the money to go ultimately in your giving, you can go ahead and give it to the donor advised fund. You get the immediate deduction, and then it could be sold in the donor advised fund, and then you decide when to grant it out. And so if you haven't taken advantage of that, be sure you check that out. National Christian Foundation is my preferred resource. They call it a giving fund. You can open it up in 3 minutes or less. Just go to faithfi.com/NCF. They're the biggest in this space. It was started by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue, so they will never, you know, get in the way of you giving to Christian ministries. And that's not necessarily the case for all the other donor advised fund sponsors. So anyway, just one other thought there. Thanks for your call today. Hey, big thanks to my team today, Devin, Sandy, Jim, everybody here at Faith 5. If you'd like to become a partner, that's how you can support our work. Just head to faithfi.com and click give. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Faith and Finance is provided by FaithFi and listeners like you.